FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Political reaction has been streaming in to the decision to scrap the controversial VAT hike. The ANC says Treasury's unexpected U-turn highlights the need for more transparency and voices on how the country spends its money. The party has welcomed the decision to keep VAT at 15%. Lauren Hendricks has more.
The ANC says two key lessons emerged from the decision. One of them is the need for a more open and inclusive approach to national spending decisions. The party says, secondly, it shows that putting aside political differences can lead to effective solutions. The ANC believes the proposed VAT increase overshadowed positive elements in the budget, including increased funding for social programs and infrastructure investments. Speaking at a media briefing this morning, the DA's Helen Ziller believes the Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's legal team told him of the inevitable that the court will set aside the VAT increase.
It seemed better for the minister to concede before he was perceived to have been forced to by the outcome of the DA's court challenge.
Meanwhile, the EFF, which opposed the hike in court, is now calling for the resignation of Godongwana and the National Treasury's DG. The party maintains that the fiscal framework was adopted illegally. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And back home, authorities are working to determine the cause of a fire at a house in Malvern, south of Durban, that's left a person injured.
The fire started in one of the rooms and it spread quickly because it was an old house with those wooden floors. So by the time we got there, the fire had already gone through the roof.
Itigwini Fire's Narend Bridgelal explains that four people living in the Ivory Road property. He says firefighters took around 15 minutes to bring the flames under control in one of the rooms.
We had two rescue pumpers, a water carrier, incident command unit and 11 personnel. We've extinguished the fire using two lines of hoses and water from the hydrant supply and the pumpers that were available at our disposal.
He says while crews were damping down the scene, they discovered eight puppies inside the house. Two had succumbed to burn injuries.
Six we've managed to save and the other two was fatal. There was no person that was seriously. There's just one minor injury that was transported to hospital by one of the ambulance services on the scene, but it wasn't anything major.
And in Gauteng, some areas in Tshwane are without power this morning after the Waltloo substation caught fire. A transformer went up in flames after midnight, tripping multiple stations in the metro. The city's Lindela Mashigo.
This has caused a trip into multiple substations in the city, such as Rayval, Pyramid, Pumlani, Waterloo, and Goodsport. The estimated time of restoration for the mentioned substations is still not known.
And back home, a yellow level 4 warning is in place for severe thunderstorms over KZN's northern parts, with possible heavy downpours expected from the afternoon. And a reminder that cold and wet conditions are expected over the central and western parts of the province, with temperatures plunging over the extreme southwest and high grounds, where snowfall is possible today and tomorrow. Your top story this hour, political reaction has been streaming in to the decision to scrap the controversial VAT hike. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.